thank you so much.
For the tape I got from home.
Even though it kind of made me cry a little sometimes because it made me homesick, like Mom talking about Marie Callender's and blueberry pie and all these things, even though I'm sitting here eating an avocado with crackers. So it's not like my food is that different. But I just kind of missed going up to Foothill, and I was like, I want to go home. I want to go make some ceramic pots at Foothill. What am I doing here? This is stupid. There's sand all over my floor. But then while I finished listening to the tape, I swept my entire house, so now there's no sand on my floor. And now I'm eating an avocado, which is kind of not really ripe, and it kind of has this weird white fuzz on the pit. So I think it might be a little moldy. But I just kind of peeled off the parts and tossed it a pit and called it a day, decided it's a good avocado. And I can see why Mom would be worried about my latrine. What was David's story of all the possible things that could go wrong with a latrine? Thanks a lot for those lovely mental images, David. That's very pleasant as I sit here eating my avocado. But don't worry, Mom. Our latrine is... I just went there. I was thinking about you guys. It's fine. I don't squat. It's nice. I love my latrine. It's one of the favorite parts about my house. I mean, it's still a latrine, but it's like a toilet seat. It's like you're sitting on a toilet, only instead of water, there's a big old pit. And, so I mean, obviously it's not as comfy as, you know, at a four-star hotel, but it's fine, no problem, don't worry. We'll get lots of toilet paper in case you want to lay down paper on the seat. That's allowed. You can't clog the toilet. There is no toilet. It's just a latrine. That's one of my favorite parts. Throw anything you want down there. Want to throw away a big old plastic container? Toss it down. Can't burn it? Throw it down the latrine. Can't ruin it. Okay, so I realized as I was listening to this again that I apparently forgot to push record when I started talking again. So I just have a really big long space, so let me fill it. Let me tell you what I think I said as I was listening to what I recorded after this, I remembered. I was talking about my plan to go plant my cherry tomatoes and strawberries, which I'm kind of excited about. And then I remembered that, I still had to take a picture of this little girl who was helping Nepo, my sister, helping her herd the goats. And as I looked out the window to see if she was there, this little girl randomly took off her pants and squatted down in the field outside my window and started to pee. herding goats is not a very intensive activity. Mostly you just stand around and make sure they don't eat mahangu. So apparently there is time for a potty break when necessary. So that was funny. And then I remember that, also I would need to chop down thorn bushes. There are these terrible, awful thorn bushes which protect the plants, or protect the seeds from chickens. And you kind of have to layer them all around the seeds in order to protect the seeds. I didn't really do a very good job the first time, my first garden, so only the cauliflower is growing. I think the beans and the peas, those were eaten up by the chickens. So only the cauliflower survived that first try. But then I looked at my clock, and I said it was 4:30, so that meant I had a good 3 hours of daylight before I needed to go and take my shower. And I wanted to get my shower in kind of early because the water pressure starts to fall at around 8 o'clock. Or sometimes before. So I took a shower at 7 the other day and there wasn't enough water pressure and it really sucked. Because it's hard to wash my hair. Sometimes there's no water at all. Usually there's not. Usually if you get in the shower by 7 o'clock, you're golden. And even if you're not, you just have to, the hose will still work. So then you just fill up a container of water and get your bucket and your little plastic yogurt container for your scoop and scoop up a bucket bath, no sweat. Are you excited, Mom, David, and Diane? Bucket baths. All right, and I think here is where I started to record again. All right, so I didn't quite get the time right because I was reading it on my shortwave radio, which is a 24-hour clock. And even though converting 24-hour time to 12-hour time is on the 8th grade syllabus, I still am not very good at it yet. So I thought it was 4:30 when it was really 6:30. But nonetheless, I have managed to get cherry tomato and strawberry seeds in the ground with some goat poop, although I had to compete with the goats because Nepo was bringing the goats back into the corral at the same time that I was shoveling their poop out. So it was a bit of a struggle. But I succeeded, and then I put some of other thorn bushes that were around my old plants that I think are now safe maybe from the chickens. Although any chicken in its right mind can clearly see that plants have just been planted here, and it would be a fool not to go and dig up these seeds that I've just planted. So clearly that's going to happen. And even if that doesn't happen, clearly they're not going to grow. And even if they do grow, clearly I've waited too long, and I'm going to miss the season, and they're going to start producing fruit just as the rainy season ends, and everything shrivels up and dies. But it's that kind of lowered expectations is what I'm learning in Peace Corps. And maybe it'll grow. Who knows? Maybe it won't. As long as I have no expectations, everything's okay. And I'm clean and showered, and there's nothing like showering all that sweat off you after hoeing in the field. And now I'm going to go, and maybe I'll go write my little shared letter and tell everybody about the basket weaving and about my cherry tomatoes and strawberries, which really I'm incredibly excited about. I just can't let myself because I know they won't grow. It's terrible. My life is full of failures. All right, talk to you later.